Has anyone ever died from a culture shock? Leaving home and traveling to a new country can be a stressful experience, even though it may be something you have planned and prepared for. But what you probably haven't planned is the extent of the changes and effects it has on you. Different food, languages, traditions, values. In this podcast, we will discuss global experiences of people when being abroad. Hey, you're back! How was the trip?
Yeah, I just got back from the States. I really had some really crazy encounters.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When I think back to my first visit to the USA, what really struck me most was the size of everything. In my eyes, all the things were kind of oversized. And I was like, wow, I must be moving around in a giant's world. And then when I stepped out of the metro station in New York and looked up at the huge skyscrapers there, that really took my breath away. And talking about huge, I also remember when we first went grocery shopping and I just couldn't stop laughing because every single item seemed to be available only in XXL.
I know.
I mean, my friend bought huge cartons of milk and iced tea. It was just hilarious. But there was another thing about the USA that kind of shocked me, but in a really positive way.
Oh, really? What was it?
Yeah, I felt that the people really had a different way of life. I don't even know how to describe it properly, but I came to think that Americans really enjoy life more than us Germans do. Mm. They are just not as serious and strict in many ways, and they don't take themselves as seriously. It really took me a little while to get used to their way of life, but really, I enjoyed it then.
I know what you're talking about. I mean, you know, I remember when living in the US, I actually didn't experience one major culture shock. There were many moments which were quite striking to me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, one of those that was first names are commonly used even between those of different levels of authority, and which I wasn't used to. And I mean, I also noticed pretty fast that the American culture is way more casual than the Germans one. I mean, wearing pajamas even in public and in a supermarket isn't a big deal.
That's true.
And I mean, I was quite shocked and amused at once. I have to admit, because in Germany, no one would actually do it.
No one.
Oh, and yes, the big dimension, as you already mentioned. I remember being at the movies in LA the first time and ordering small Coke. I mean, I had no clue the American small size is the German super large. So that was quite striking to me. But however, I mean, I got used to it pretty fast and I really enjoyed the American way of life.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. I remember my first visit to New York and it was so amazing. I was astonished at the huge number of people around. I mean, for sure, I knew that a lot of people live there, but that many? That was crazy. And absolutely everybody was so damn friendly.
Gosh. Yeah. Mm.
They just come over to you and talk to you like you've known them for years.
That's
foreign people. In Germany, it's unimaginable.
No one would do that. No.
You would think they want to fob something off on you or just that they're strange people.
True.
Oh, and one of the coolest things, of course, was Times Square. These big dimensions of the TV screens on the buildings, just wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how tall these buildings were. I wasn't able to keep my mouth closed. I was so impressed.
So, does the same actually happen to travelers visiting Germany as well? Let's hear some opinions from our international survivors.
Yeah, one of our lecturers from Ireland had some funny stories about his first visit to Germany.
Oh, really? My friend from Boston actually told me some terrific stuff the other day as well. Let's hear it.
There were small incidents that I found quite difficult. One of the biggest culture shocks, I think, especially being here, was A, discovering what a Schützenfest is, and also discovering what Carnival is. I had no idea. The other minor cultural shocks that I had when I first arrived was people in shops really not being very helpful and just simply ignoring you. The next cultural shock was people referring to me by my surname, which I'd never had before. I found that quite difficult, and also people calling me Z, which I'd never been called in my life, so that took a while to get used to. But those were the sort of the minor things, really. But really, the experience of the Schützenfest, that really was amazing.
Actually, I didn't have one great big culture shock when I came to Germany. I had a lot of smaller ones, a lot of things from just out of everyday life that sort of shocked me. One of them being that the Germans don't drink water from the tap. Germans always use bottled water. In America, we always had water from the tap, and I didn't realize that it was seen in Germany as being so, I don't know if it's harmful or what Germans think, that they always have to run out and buy their bottled water. But for me, it came as quite a surprise that, you could only go, even if it was cheap bottled water, but it was better than the water from the tap. So that would be one of the smaller things. Another culture shock that I did have was some of the eating habits. Germans, I guess you could call them table manners. I grew up in a very typical, I'd say, American family where we had very few manners except that you couldn't yell at the table or whatever. And Germans are very keen on having their fork in one hand, their knife in the other hand, and don't put your elbows on the table and that kind of thing. And those are actually things that I had to learn when I came to Germany at the age of 19. I grew up on the east coast of the States and in the north, and my father's best friend was a lobsterman. So I miss lobster. We had lobster pretty much like other people eat chicken. So I do miss eating a lobster. I mean, we eat lobsters here sometimes too, but it's more on an occasional kind of basis when we're trying to do something, you know, go somewhere special and go to a nice restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another actually funny thing. Germans and asparagus. When I got to Germany, I stayed in Lübeck for 6 months, and then I went to lived for two and a half years close to Offenburg. So in what is that? That's close to Offenburg in Gengenbach, mm-hmm. And the people that I stayed with told me one day that they were going to take me to this great restaurant, an asparagus restaurant, yeah. And it was asparagus season. And
actually, starting in April, yes. May, everyone's going crazy.
Everybody was going crazy about asparagus, and I just thought, you know, it's asparagus. It really is just, you know, another vegetable, yeah. I think it is vegetable. And it's
the season.
It's yes. So German asparagus craze is kind of. Yeah, something that is funny, actually. It still is funny to me to this day.
Yeah.
The German.
As you see, traveling abroad always includes different experiences. Culture shock may be a positive aspect of your journey and a significant learning experience which makes you more aware of your own culture. You learn to appreciate certain traditions and values of your own country while being abroad. And at the same time, you enter a new culture and get to know very much about it. Also, it will give you valuable skills like self-confidence, open-mindedness, and tolerance towards other cultures, and that will benefit for your personal development. And let's be honest, I mean, what would discovering new places be without culture shock?
Actually, these are the moments that will last in your mind and be used for a good laugh after your trip, in case you survive the big dimensions of TV screens and Cokes, celebrating the Schützenfest or the craze of an asparagus season. Well, now it's up to you. What was the challenging moment for you in a foreign country? Have you ever survived a culture shock? Tell us about your experience.